You're on 981.2 and M. It's Thursday, so we're going to hit the road with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Today we're going to have a chat about the Hyundai Ioniq 6, which I've got to say looks like the most European Korean car I've ever seen in my life.
I think that's a very important point. Interesting, of course, we know and aware of the Ioniq 5 electric vehicle, which is classified as a medium SUV, and it's got some very sharp design lines to it. It looks a bit like a hot hatch in appearance.
Yeah.
Now, that could make it sound like it's a box on wheels, but Hyundai, I think, have done very well. It's a good-looking vehicle. It's selling very well. It's distinctive without being weird. Well, now they're going for this, what I presume, bigger Ioniq 6, which is much more sedan-like. And you're right, it's much more European. From the side, it looks like the Harbour Bridge in a way. It's got that arch shape.
Yes.
From the very front to the very end, a little bit distinctive bonnet, but nonetheless, very much that arch shape. And, of course, that means it's sloping down at the rear. Now, the thing about this, it's very important, is an electric vehicle, you want range. This has an incredibly low coefficient of drag.
Yes.
0.21, most of them are around 0.3. Certainly some SUVs might have been around 0.33. Some older cars were around about 0.4 to 0.5. So efficiency becomes very important, but that comes with an almost inevitable design concept, particularly at the back of the car, which slopes down.
Well, looking at the pictures, and it does look very similar to, I think, the Audi A6 or even a Porsche for that matter.
Porsche, I think so. Yeah, Porsche. It certainly comes down that way. Even the front, where we don't need a long bonnet as much as we've had in the past. I think there's, and that bonnet doesn't have to stay up, you know, up high like an SUV.
Yep.
Because there's no internal combustion engine in there. There is, of course, the electric motor, although in most cases like this, you'll be able to get the option of an electric motor at the front and the back and get all-wheel drive. But the back, someone rather, I think uncharitably, called it a bit like the old AU Falcon.
Ooh, that's nasty.
Remember that, yeah.
That's uncalled for.
I think it's a bit unfair. The AU Falcon was aerodynamically efficient, but it failed the sort of the good looks test rather badly and never sold particularly well. The front wasn't very good either, but that's another thing. And the front of this, you also notice that it's gone away from the sort of squinty eye look of the headlights.
Which, again, I'm thinking Porsche. That front looks very similar to that, or at the very least, one of the V-dub bugs, one of the recent ones, without being so round.
Yes. Yes, the way where in that case you did have an engine under the front, but you still had that sort of sloping down look. We've talked about in the past how the electric vehicle gives us that chance to consider different designs because it's not so dominated, for example, at the front with an engine, an internal combustion engine. It's, in some cases, it's made for some really quirky-looking cars. But in this case, I think they're striving to look still, your word is absolutely right, I think, European sedan-like.
Yes.
In its looks. Now, I tell you, I think a number of more mature people in age, not necessarily opinion, have dislike it intensely. But I think it's an indication of a world we're moving into, and vive la différence. It makes it a very distinctive car.
Are these available in Australia? Have you taken one for a test drive?
No. They've just launched the image of them, and I must say the press release was absolutely full of buzzwords about what the interior was as we move forward to an eco-friendly sort of thing. I'm just working on a translation at the moment so that we can put it into terms that... are really understandable and are practical in their way. But again, they have talked about the interior, which is interesting because the Ioniq 5, squarish sort of design, but very much a different use, a more spatial use, a more you know, lay the seats back and have a sleep in the car when you've stopped, sort of look in a big glove box and so on, making use of the fact that you don't have to have a big tunnel for the drive shaft or any of those things. Electric vehicles allow us to look at the interior in a different way, and I think this will be a further example of that.
Can't wait to see one on the roads around the Upper Hunter, and I can't wait to catch up with David and talk more motoring next Thursday. Thanks, mate.
My pleasure.